Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Ches Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in Simin Shin Beis. Yesterday we had begun Sif Tes, which talked about the fact that you could pour water onto dirty shoes, but you wouldn't be allowed to go and rub them to get off any lichluch that was on them. I noticed that we had missed one Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah says over here that when it means osur by the Mechaber, it means v'chiyuv anam yika. This is actually a nisa daraisa. This would be a chiyuv chatos, because the kibus shayach av bioros. This kibus, this rubbing together the leather shoes, would be applicable as an nisa daraisa. You're not allowed to go and rub leather garments as well. Now we continue with the Mechaber. Avol beged, however, for a garment, sheyesh lo lichluch, that has dirt on it, as opposed to the shoes, where you'd be allowed to pour water on the shoes, osur, here you're not allowed to go, afilu l'shachshecho, even to pour water on the garment, the zel kibuso, because here we have that the pouring of the water is considered the kibus, the cleaning over here. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Gimel, afilu rok be'alma, you wouldn't even allow to be spitting on this. You can't even put a little saliva on it. That would be considered the same thing like putting water on it. Sifkot memdalet l'shashcho pirush she'asu litin olav mayim klal. You're not allowed to put any water, as we just said, even saliva on this. Afilu muwatim, even a small amount over here, you wouldn't be allowed to do. And therefore, in this situation, one is not permitted to go and put any water on the dirty garment. However, the Mechaber continues, he says, Al mekancho bismartut, what do you want to do to get off this dirt? You can take some sort of a shmata, some sort of a cloth over here, a smartut, bekal, and rub it gently on the shmutz, velo bedochak, but not to rub it very hard, pen yisro, because if you rub it very hard, you may squeeze it out, and then you'd be over the isser of schita over here. But in this situation, you would be allowed to lightly wipe off the dirt from the garment. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Hei, Dizehu Kibuso, because if you go and put any sort of water on this dirty garment, then Rotz Lomar, Beged Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso, for a garment, putting water on it, that is called cleaning it. The Hevi Bechlau Malabein, this is included in the Daraisa Issa of Malabein, V'chayev, and therefore doing so would make you Chayev in Issa Daraisa. As opposed to Mashein Kein Mino, as opposed to the leather shoe, even though there is a concept of cleaning it, laundering it by rubbing it, but by the leather shoe, pouring water on it, that doesn't constitute cleaning it. Unless you're actually cleaning it literally, and then, as we've already explained, that would be awesome. The Ramah now comments over here, and this is very consistent with the Mishnah Berurah's introduction that we gave yesterday. We'll go over a lot of it again today, both in the Ramah and in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Ramah says over here, Hagah, ubeged she'eino lov lichlo. But if the garment is not dirty, but you have a garment and you want to put water on it, mutter loses olav mayim mu'otim velo merubim. But you would be allowed to put a little bit of water on a non-dirty garment, but not a lot of water on it. The reason why you can't put a lot of water on it, if there's no problem with putting water on it because of cleaning, because it's not dirty, so the reason you can't put a lot of water on it, then Ramah tells us, is Shema Yitzchot, because you may come to squeeze out the water. He says it's the name of the Beis Yosef, who brings down the smog, the Sefer Trumas, and the Rosh who say this. But then the Ramah brings down a more machmer position and says, V'yesh osrim b'chol inyon. Then he brings down an opinion and says, you can't put water on it even if it's not dirty. Under any circumstances, you can't put water onto a garment. That would be over the Isser of Kibus. And this is brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Tur, as well as in the name of Tosos in Perikol Kisvei. To understand this, we have to see inside the Mishnah Berurah. And again, this parallels the introduction that we had yesterday at the very beginning of the Mishnah Berurah discussing Sif Tes in Sif Katan Lamed Tes. The Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sif Katan Mem Vav, Dishriya lo have kibus elo ki sheish alov lichluch. According to the first opinion that the Ramah brings down over here, that you could put a little bit of water on it, that's because putting a little water on a clean garment is not considered over here kibus. However, Mikomakum asur b'merubim, but as the Ramah said, you can't put a lot of water on it, mishum chashash d'shem yisro, because you may come to squeeze it out. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'da, you should know, dim mechave b'nesina samayim l'chapso, if your intention in putting on the water, even a little bit of water, afilu b'mayim muatim, is to go and clean the garment, then asur, then it's forbidden to do so. And he says, Kemuchach behedya b'sefer HaTshuma. And this is specifically stated in Sefer HaTshuma. And likewise, is L'chein Mashma gam kem b'smag, is also the opinion of the smag. And he says, in fact, Achakach matzosi shekem kosa b'el yiraba. The El Yiraba also writes this in Simon Shinalef in Sivkotin Ayin Zayin. Then the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Mem Zayin says, but the Ramah said if there was a lot of water, you're not allowed to do this because of Shema Yischot. However, the Mishnah Berurah comments and he says, V'imhu dover she'ein makbid al meimah, but if it's something that you don't mind if it has a lot of water on it, u'minicho kama zman im hamayim, and it's very common that you'll leave this soaking wet for a long period of time, you're not in any rush to wring it out, then lo gazrina in Shema Yischot b'zeh. Then if it's a clean garment that's not being used for kibbutz and it's somehow being put in the water to soak, and there's no risk or concern over here that you're going to go squeeze it out, so then you'd be allowed to actually go and rinse a clean garment in a lot of water. Now this is according to the Makel opinion that's brought down here, as we said, in the name of the Smag, the Smak, the Sefer Trumas, and the Rosh. However, in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Memches, he brings down the Machmir position that we brought down in the name of Tosos, and the Tur that the Mishnah Berurah says, Sviril Hu, they hold, the Madi Amrinan Shriyosim Zehu Kibus, and that which we say that rinsing something in water, pouring water on something, that is the Issur itself of Kibus, that's who, Afilu Bebeget She'eno Lov Lichluch. They hold that even if the garment's not dirty, then that is considered an Issur of Kibus when you pour water on it. And therefore, V'lochein, Afilu Bimuatin Osur Mishum Kibus. They hold that even a small amount of water would be forbidden to put onto this, even though it's clean, because that small amount of water also is over the Isser of Kibus. However, but this Machmir opinion is not the most Machmir opinion that we have. There is an even more Machmir opinion that we talked about in yesterday's introduction from the Mishnah Berurah. But according to this Machmir opinion of Toslos, if you're putting your hands that are wet, for example, and dirty, and drying them on a towel, so then that's called derech lichloch, that would be shari, even though the towel is now getting wet. And we just said, if getting a towel wet or getting something wet is over the issur of kibbutz, so how are you allowed to dry your hands on something? So then, according to this opinion, well, it's machmir that you can't wet something at all, but if you're wetting it as an act of lichloch, as an act of dirtying it, such as drawing your hands, wiping your hands on a towel or on a garment, then it is permissible. Shari. Kamosha kosev sif yud b'hagah, as will the Mirza Hashem learn in tomorrow's sif in the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah now concludes, how do we paskin? He says, V'yesh lochush l'deyazu, l'hachmir b'shol Torah. One should certainly follow this more stringent opinion of Tosus over here that says that even putting a little bit of water on a clean garment should not be done because this is an Issur Torah and we should be machmir over here where there's potential for an Issur Torah. Now, if we look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Shiesh Lov Lichloch, so the Chofetz Chaim writes, Hine mipashto de lishna, from the simple reading of the Mechaber, mashma de sover kideya harishona hamuva b'rama, that the Mechaber seems to hold like the less stringent, the more makel opinion brought down in the smag, the sefer trumas, and the rush, that the Ramah brings down, that you would be allowed to wet a clean garment with a little bit of water, as long as it's a clean garment. The bedover she'ein bo lichloch, lo aminan ba shuyaso zehu kibusa, because we don't say if it's a clean garment that putting water on it is kibus. V'chein be'aru ha-morgan Avram, this is the opinion of the Morgan Avram. However, Chofetz Chaim continues here, and he says, ulam b'sefer tosef v'shabes, v'chein be'bir ha-gra, mashma d'mechaber gamkin sviru leilin afshei kidas hayesh osha. These two achronim, the Tosefer Shabbos and the Vilna Gaon, they hold that the Mechaber's baseline opinion, however, is like the more machmer position of Tosos, that you're not even allowed to put a little water on a clean garment. And he says, the kach mukach l'kamen b'shinu shin la'medalim. They bring a raya from later on in Shulchan Aruch. V'divrei svar ishen isnirim, that it appears that the second opinion over here is more correct. And the reasoning is, v'tamu k'moshu kosu b'es Yosef Shom, the Hushitas Rashbam, this is the opinion of the Rashbam as well, the Sira Da'afilu B'dover She'ein Bo Lichloch Aminon Shriyoso Zehu Kibuso, because they hold that even putting water on a clean garment, that is called Kibuso. A little bit further in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, V'nei Ladino, how do we paskin? Ayin B'vir Hagro, Shekosav Da'anochon, Kedea Rishona, and Eino Miskavin L'chbisa. He's holding the more makel opinion that one can, in fact, hold like the lenient opinion over here, as long as your intention is not doing kvisa, to put a little bit of water on it would be okay. It brings down from the El Yeraba, Mashal Gamkin, Shadas Rov, Rishonim, Kadea Rishona, that most of the opinions are actually more makel over here. However, mikol makom kiva sheish kama rishonim shemachmir vazeh. There are rishonim over here that are machmir. For example, like Tosus is shita. V'chein udas hator. This, as we brought down, is the opinion of the tour as well. Therefore, bevada yesh lochush ulahachmir beisat Torah. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah concluded. Here he explains it a little bit more in the Bir Halacha, since there is a significant, albeit minority, view of the Rishonim and Achronim that you should be machmir by a din daraisa. He says you should be machmir. He says this is mashma from the Elia Zuta and other Achronim as well, to take the more machmir opinion. The issue foot number 48 brings down the afim habeged noki legamre veinutzok shum kibus. Even if a garment is totally clean and doesn't require any kibus, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes according to the machmir opinion she'osu l'shirosu b'mayim l'deyazu. Even if it's totally clean, this machmir opinion says you can't put any water on a garment. He brings down from Shelos Chuvas Avni Nezer, whose Tom Advar says, I don't understand this at all. What possible issue is over here of melabin if the garment is totally clean? Hare Hashriya, the rinsing of putting on water on it, lohi lalabeg klum, does absolutely nothing for this garment. And he continues and he says, Vinimsa Shalohi Sarkai Melocha Klum. He says, bottom line is, so you wet it, but what malacha did you do that this machmir opinion would say that it's also to do this if it's a totally clean garment? And he says, likewise, Rav Yashas Zatzal, and the Kovitz Chuvitz is also surprised and doesn't understand this. And therefore, this Dirshu footnote concludes, Lefikoch, Kosav, Shem the Beged, Noki, Legamre, Lo Shayach, Bolibun Klau. Rav Yashas concludes, and he says, if the garment is truly, totally clean, and doesn't require any Liban at all, and you wet it, that is not awesome, even according to the Machmer opinion over here. And he writes, this is also the opinion of the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, the Mishnah Berurah had pointed out, both in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Bir Halacha, that by an Issur Daraisa, one should be machmir, like the second opinion, the Yesh Osum over here, Tosus' opinion, in all regards, not to wet any garment at all. However, in Dishavut number 49, he brings down, Ochein, the Eis HaTzorech, under extenuating circumstances. So he brings down in the Bir Halacha, in Simen Shinchof, Sif Yudches, Dibra Maschel Tov, She'efsho Lismoch Adas Rova Poskin. One can rely under extenuating circumstances on the opinion of most of the Rishonim and Achronim who say that a clean garment which doesn't have lichlich on it, you can't put some water on it. Shein omrim bebeged noki shrioso zehu kibuso. Because we, lemaisa, have many, many Rishonim and Achronim that we can rely upon to say that if the garment is clean, it doesn't have lichlich on it, then putting water on it, if you need to, for whatever the reason, would be permissible. Finally, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil She'ein Olav Lichluch writes, Avo Kiyesh Olav Lichluch. Everybody agrees that if there is any Lichluch over here on the garment, then Afilu Derech Lichluch, then to even wipe your wet hands, which would normally be a Derech Lichluch, on this dirty garment, Kegon Lenagiv Yadayim Sham, even though you're going to wipe your hands and they're going to get this garment wet by the wiping your hands on this garment, if this garment has dirt on it, then also Ledezu, even the more Makel opinion would say that you're not allowed to go and via Derech Lichluch, wiping your hands on a dirty garment, if wiping your hands on that garment will put water on it, so then that's actually cleaning it to a certain extent. Kiva Sheshalov Lichluch Mikvar, since it does have some dirt already on it, this is considered kibus. And he brings down Ken Kosef Prima Godim, the Chemash of Yolas Tomid, this is the opinion of Prima Godim, Yolas Tomid. However, Umikom Mokom, Lani is Dati. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, in my own humble opinion, Lo Brira, Dover Kokach, I'm not certain that that's correct. The Yesh Lomar, the Derech Lichluch, Lukul Yamashari. Because one could possibly say that if you are wetting the garment in a way that dirties it, in other words, you're drawing your hands on this garment, which almost by definition is Derech Lichluch, so then even though it's on a garment that's dirty, one could suggest that that is permissible according to all the opinions. Buy it and go look into it yourself. Finally, the Ber Heitev in Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, if it's any type of a garment that you're at all upset that it gets any wetness on it, so even if it's a clean garment, then we have to be concerned even with Mayim Uvatim that you're going to go and squeeze it out. And he brings us down from Sinan Shin Aleph, Sif Gimel, and Sif Mem Vav. There are no other Dirshu footnotes on today's daf, so with that we will conclude today's relatively short shir.